Matthew 27 and verse 2 tells us that they led him away in bonds and gave him up to the governor, Pontius Pilate. This was in fulfillment to what our Lord had said earlier in chapter 18 of the book of Luke, beginning with verse 32. Listen to what he said. Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spit on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. Pilate was not their friend, but they decided that Pilate would serve their evil purpose for the time being. In order to understand the relationship between Israel and the Romans, a word must be said about Pilate and the Jewish hatred of him. Pilate was the sixth Roman leader of Judea since their occupation. He had held this office for some 10 years during the reign of the Emperor Tiberius. His arbitrary and sometimes cruel conduct had led to repeated uprisings by the Jews, which he had suppressed with violent measures. The people of Jerusalem despised him, not only because he was a representative of the Roman government and was not of their own race, but also because at one time he caused painted portraits of the emperor to be brought by night into Jerusalem and set up in the temple. Pilate threatened to kill any Jew with a sword if they protested what he did. The Jews brought their complaints to Herod, the governor of Galilee, and Herod took their complaint to Tiberius, and the paintings was removed. This might have been the reason for the friction which existed between Pilate and Herod. Another reason why Pilate was hated was that he confiscated some of the treasure from the temple, which he used for building an aqueduct. Some Jews from Galilee was murdered in a disturbance during its building, and it could have been during such a time that Barabbas was arrested as leader of the rioters. Pilate had to be careful about his position in Rome, since Rome did not always support him in his actions against the Jews. So it was. Early in the morning, all the members of the Sanhedrin, including the priests, the elders, the scribes, decided to bring Jesus to Pilate and ask for the death sentence. The priests had become indignant that he spoke of himself as the Lamb of God. The elders were offended because he opposed their traditions. The scribes hated him because he opposed the letter of the word. He affirmed that he was the Word of God and promised that the Spirit would soon come and give them the enlightenment they needed to interpret the Scriptures. The Sanhedrins led him away because they had rejected the promise of salvation that would come from the Messiah. Now it remained for the Gentiles to decide what they would do, whether they would reject the king, as the Sanhedrin had rejected the prophet. The great wall between the Jews and the Gentiles was eventually broken down. As Paul wrote, "Now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And since both condemned him to death, therefore the responsibility for his death cannot be put upon any one people, but upon all mankind." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.